Hey, and welcome to Sober Dad Podcast, episode 77. Before we get started, like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. If you're watching on video, you see that I put the banners up there, so I'm probably not going to reference it nearly as much. But if you would please, that helps the show out a lot. Rate, review, all that good stuff. And if you want to contact me, you can contact me at SoberDadPod on X or SoberDadPodcast at gmail.com. Today is a Friday show, and I am 13 months sober today. I already did my push-ups, all that good stuff, and things are going pretty well. I'm having a little issue today and lately, I guess, with motivation when it comes to actually sitting down and getting the show done. It's really easy when I have the interviews because I just edit them a little bit and throw them up on the thing and it's good to go. But these solo episodes can be a little harder to find time for one, and to find a topic to talk about. But conveniently, I have something that's been on my mind a little bit lately, and I wanted to talk about it. My method, like what has kept me sober this long. Sorry for the cough. But yeah, so what has kept me sober this long has been, I basically have my own acronym, if you want to call it that. You know, there's lots of acronyms for recovery. There's HALT, ISM, GOD, KISS, ODAT, all that stuff. And I'll go through some of those real quick to, you know, for the unaffiliated, I guess. But I'm sure a lot of these terms are familiar to most of you. But HALT is an acronym for hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. So usually that one is for, like, if you're having a craving coming on, feeling a trigger, you should try to meet those needs first. So you go through, like, am I hungry? Am I angry? Am I lonely? Am I tired? Another one I would think is a big one is bored. I think would be like HALT B would be a better one. Are you bored? And if you meet all those needs, then generally your craving will go away or subside soon. And that's a good way to avoid relapsing when you're triggered, is to do the HALT and then B method is what I like. And then the ISM is another one. It's just incredibly short memory, so alcoholism. So basically when you start going down memory road and reminiscing about when you used to drink or drug or whatever, the ISM stands for incredibly short memory, because it's easy to justify going back. It's easy to forget all the bad things and focus on the good things that happened, if you can call them good things. But you know, everybody's got some good memories of using or whatever, but the negative ones far outweigh the good in every single person's story that I've heard. Otherwise, if there was no negative side effects to drinking and drugging and everything, then I think everyone would do it, right? So, incredibly short memory. And then God, that's more of one just in AA for the people that aren't so spiritually oriented. There was people that are having problem dealing with the higher power thing, the God thing. And then someone somewhere, I don't know who came up with it, but God turned into group of drunks because their higher power became the group itself, the program itself, because they didn't believe in God or whatever. So group of drunks. And then KISS is something that you hear even outside the rooms and stuff, is keep it simple, stupid. I heard that a lot in school and stuff. And it's just, yeah, like, just don't overcomplicate things. Keep it simple, stupid, which is what I'm going to do with this acronym. And the last one that I referenced earlier was ODAT, and that's one day at a time. So ODAAT. And, you know, it's pretty simple. That's how a lot of people get through, especially the early days. They just, I will not drink today. And then you get through that. And then the next day, it starts all over again. I will not drink today. Because if you say, I will never drink again, that can be pretty daunting. It's pretty much with anything. I mean, I'm doing this push-up challenge, and I'm on day, today's day 74 of 2024. So I'm doing one push-up for every day of the year, plus one. So today was 74 push-ups. And thinking ahead, you know, doing 366 push-ups on the last day of this year is, this seems pretty daunting, seems pretty, like, insurmountable, thinking about doing 300 push-ups every single day for the last 66 days of the year. And yeah, but all I have to do, and I already did them, was today do 74 push-ups. And then tomorrow, I'll worry about the 75 when we get there. So just taking things one day at a time, especially when it comes to recovery, is a good idea. And then you can also break that down into hours and then minutes and even seconds if you need to. I mean, the average craving only lasts a few minutes anyway. So if you can say, I will not drink or use for the next 5 minutes, and those 5 minutes go by and then the craving subsides, you're good to go. Or you can break it down however you need to tell yourself, I will not do this thing right now, right this second, and then go from there. And yeah, so then my acronym moving into that is, it's not even an acronym, it's the three P's. And that's how I got through it. And I looked it up online. I haven't found it anywhere else. So as far as I know, this is a me thing, but I will share them with you. So the first one is prayer. And that can be anything. That can be literally praying, which I do and have done. Or it can be like meditating, just box breathing, just something to center yourself, go inside yourself, chill out. Journaling even would fall in that category. Just something to help get out of your own head and then try to like get your thoughts out. So prayer is one of them. The other one is people. So go talk to somebody, call someone on the phone, go to a meeting. Like any of those things are very important. Socialization, like I said, I'm a big accountability guy. That has been my thing since the very beginning of this. That's what got me sober in the first place, was finally coming clean about my drinking. So people is a big one. So prayer, people, and then the last one, if, you know, prayer ain't working and there's nobody around to talk to, the other one that was very big for me, especially early on, was progress. And what that is, or productivity, progress, kind of the same thing. Like I said, I just made this up. It's a new thing for me. But these three primary things are people, prayer, and productivity, or progress. And that means just do something that is going to make your life better, or your family's life better. Do something productive. And that'll help take your mind off of wandering thoughts or anything else. So like for me, when I first got sober, this house was so clean all the time. Like even the slightest speck of anything on the floor, and I'd get out the vacuum and vacuum the whole damn room, even if it was just like one little thing. Or the dishes, the sink was constantly empty and the dishwasher was always ready to go. And like, I was very good about getting everything in this house clean all the time. And you know, even like the yard, I'd go out and pull weeds. I did everything I needed to do in order to stay sober. So that was a big one that I leaned on early on, was the being productive part. So if you can do those three things every single day, and especially if you're starting to feel a certain way, because we all have heard it a million times, the relapse happens way before the first drink. So if you're in a mood like I have been the last few days, just kind of meh, not really like wanting to do anything other than my normal stuff that I have to do, like I have to do dishes, and so I do them, because if we didn't, we have four kids, we would have no dishes, we'd have no forks or spoons or bowls, especially little snack bowls. I send the kids on a scavenger hunt every single day. It's like, go to every room of the house and bring me back all the bowls that you guys took full of snacks off to who knows where in the house. So like things like that you got to do even if you don't want to. But yeah, it's just finding the motivation to do those things. And another thing I do when I get into those kind of moods is I like to make a list, and like, these are the things that I want, that I need to get done today. Don't necessarily want to do them, but these are the things that I will feel accomplished if I finish them today. And so I write those things down. The list has a lot of the same things every single time I make it, like doing homeschool with the kids, and, you know, dishes, making sure that there's a load of laundry being ran, things like that. Those are all pretty similar. But then there's other like slightly larger goals. Like today, on my list was to do this podcast. Our garage just got finished finally. So on my list was to clean the garage, rearrange all the shelving, get everything ready so the cars can come back in the garage. And I've done that. I've done the dishes. I've done the kids' homeschool. I did my push-ups. So my list is shortly getting smaller and smaller, and the, just a mere act of writing it down and checking it off makes all the other tasks you haven't gotten to yet seem less daunting, because as you're making progress and you're seeing it all get done, it is so much more rewarding and, you know, less daunting to see that you're just ticking things off, and you feel more accomplished at the end of the day. You feel better about yourself and about what you've been able to do during the day. And, you know, the weather actually has been pretty good here the last couple of days. It's still cold outside, but it's sunny. Like yesterday, my kids were outside, the two older ones at least, were outside for 4 hours playing in the front yard. And it was awesome. And I went out there with the littles a couple times in and out, and it's been great. So on my list, once I finish all that stuff, is to go outside and play with the kids. And, you know, if they ask me to play, obviously I'm going to make time for that, even if I haven't finished my list. But my reward for myself after that list is done is to get outside and play with the kids. And that is, you know, that's what it's all about, right? To be able to not be distracted while playing with them, not worry about like, oh, I still have to do this and this and this and this and this. So, you know, that's what worked for me. And I hope that you guys can take something away from that. So the three P's one more time are prayer, people, and progress. And yeah, that's all I got for you. So we do not have an interview for Monday, so it'll be another solo episode. I will do my best to come up with something, or if by chance I get an interview in before Monday, then we'll see. But until then, remember to raise your kids and not glasses.